This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.MuslimCentral.com/donate.
Let me speak exactly here when being confronted by obnoxious, arrogant, abusive police. And I've seen this happen. And the community has seen it. And they have addressed their concerns and their frustration. But once again, without the guidance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without the guidance of the Quran. Allah, everyone just throws out words he wants. Everyone's got his own opinion. Oh, subhanallah, you find most of the people that give opinions, yet there's no ayah, there is no hadith, there is no reference to all of this whatsoever. Allahu Akbar. Ya Muslims, what do you think you're living? You're a true Muslim. Law Allahi, if you're a true Muslim, you go back to the Quran or Sunnah. If you don't know, you speak to the people that have knowledge about the Quran or Sunnah and they direct you. Tayyib, how do we be patient when we are confronted by arrogant, abusive police? And I want to make something clear here that many, many police around the world are doing a good job to maintain peace and to maintain safety in their community, right? And yani, this is good and this is appreciated. And we thank them for this. But there is a handful, and this handful seems to be always growing, that are arrogant, abusive, obnoxious. Even governments don't agree with them. And if they are caught and they are taken to court and they are sued, they will get jailed. How many police have we seen around the world that have been jailed for their corruption and their abuse? This is something real and it is happening. Police brutality is something real. Not only from a Muslim's perspective that we see, or society's perspective. This is governments that are holding these people to account and throwing them in prison. Prisoned for life, jailed for life, stripping them from their role because they are not fulfilling their role. And that is to protect society and to protect the people and to serve the people. Unfortunately, sometimes, and in many instances now, and the cases are growing around the world, that's all we see, police brutality upon its people. So as a Muslim, how do we deal with an arrogant, corrupt, abusive police that presents himself to me? Patience, my brothers and sisters in Islam, is not to shut your mouth and get slapped across the face. I'm not speaking about that. Patience is to stand for your rights, defend yourself, but do it in an Islamic, peaceful matter. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says in the Quran, وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. When Allah Azza wa Jal described the attributes of the believers, he said, إِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ, when the arrogant, obnoxious, hateful people address them, when they address the believer, these abusive people, when they address the believers, Allah told us how the believer responds. قَالُوا سَلَامًا. They say سَلَامًا. Now سَلَامًا, it doesn't mean say assalamu alaikum. سَلَامًا means they respond with peace. They respond بِكَلَامٍ يُسَلِّمُهُمْ مِنَ الْأَذَى وَالذُّنُوبِ. They respond with words that saves them from harm and saves them from sin. Find words that will save you from this corrupt person's harm. Find words that will save you from sins as well. This is how you're supposed to respond to abusive people, no matter who it is, and to hateful, arrogant, obnoxious people. قَالُوا سَلَامًا. Say words that will save you from his harm. نعم. أعرض عن الجاهلين. Turn away from the ignorant, foolish people. Don't give them a minute of your time. Respond. Stand for your rights. But don't forsake Islamic manners. يعني, I give you a hadith Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu, he narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, "La yakun ahadukum imma." Don't be a blind follower. What does a blind follower mean? The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, it means, don't have this mindset of in ahsana nasu ahsana wa in asa' wa asa'na, that if the people are good to us, we'll be good back. And if people are unjust and bad to us, we're going to be unjust and bad to them. La, don't have this mindset. That's a blind follower. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, the believer should be, he said, wattinu anfusakum. Wattinu anfusakum. Meaning, decide for yourself. In ahsana nas, ahsana. If people do good to us, we'll do good. Wa in asa'u, and if they do evil to us, fala tazlimu. Do not be unjust. Don't do wrong. فَإِذَا قَالُوا سَلَامًا, speak words that would save you, that would save you from his harm and would save you from sins as well. Look in an instance in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A group of Jews came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Listen to how hateful and arrogant these people were. And they said, "Assalamu alaykum. May poison be upon you, Ya Rasulullah." But they laughed among each other because they thought that they can mock and insult Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And assam sounds like assalam, but there's a difference. Assam means may poison be upon you. Assalam means may the peace of Allah be upon you. So they said may poison be upon you. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how did he respond to this rudeness and arrogance? He said, wa alaykum, and upon you. What does that mean? That means, and upon you. He did not say, and upon you is the poison. He said, and upon you. Meaning, and upon you is what you just said to me, poison. So Aisha radiallahu anha, she was frustrated. So she said, wa alaykum as-sam wa al-la'na. May the poison and Allah's curse be upon you all. Allahu Akbar. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, ما يا عائشة. He said, relax يا عائشة. إن الله يحب الرفق في الأمور كلها. Allah loves kindness and peace in all matters. Then عائشة رضي الله عنها, she said, ألم تسمع ما قالوا? Didn't you hear what they said? He said, yes. And I said, وعليكم, and upon you. But I did it. Look at the difference. Yani he's not disagreeing with what Aisha is saying. We're not disagreeing with you. We're not disagreeing with you in terms of how an abusive policeman or a person should be treated. But there's a world of a difference between how Aisha responded and how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam responded. Aisha cursed them directly, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam cursed them indirectly. But look at the difference. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam kept himself calm and relaxed, whereas Aisha radiallahu anha showed her frustration and her anger. But there's a difference. Stand for yourself. But qalu salaman, speak peaceful words that keep you away from the harm of that person. Isn't it also known in our deen that if a person swore at you or cursed you or abused you when you were fasting, the sunnah is to say, inni sa'im, and move away. I'm fasting. I want to preserve my fast, so I don't want to do anything, and move away. وحتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, يعني, just so you can understand this as well, further, a man comes to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and seeks permission to enter upon Rasulullah. So النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم realized who it is. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, بئس أخو العشيرة. يعني, what a horrible person this person is. What a horrible man he is. حكى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said in his house before the person came in. So when the person came in, فَلَمَّا دَخَلَ عَلَيْهِ أَقْبَلَ عَلَيْهِ بِوَجْهِ. When the person came in, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke to him in a polite manner, and he smiled to him. And when this person left, Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, she's confused. She said, Ya Rasulullah, you said, بِئْسَ أَخُ الْعَشِيرَةِ. What an evil, horrible man this is. And when he walked in, and you were face to face, you smiled at him, you spoke to him with manners and respect. Well, what's happening there? How come this happened? فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, يا عائشة, إِنَّ مِنْ شِرَارِ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُتَّقَى لِشَرِّهِ. He said, O Aisha, the worst people are those whom the people desert. The worst people are those who the people leave them in order to save themselves from their transgression and aggression. يعني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم acknowledged that this person that was about to enter is a filthy man, is a horrible man. But النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم did not face him with aggression. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم smiled with him. قالوا سلاما. Here النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم is implementing قالوا سلاما. He said words so that he can save himself from this guy's transgression. So this is what we're supposed to do. Yeah, like النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the worst people are those who people leave, meaning leave to save yourself from his transgression and abuse and oppression and hatred. Now, if I leave these people, leave them. If you're ever faced by an abusive policeman or anyone, just say words that are calm and peaceful just to save yourself from his transgression and from his oppression. There is no harm in doing that. That's the Islamic way. And then on top of all this, I know that when the brothers or when people face the aggressive police with aggression, right? And they swear and they raise their voice and they want to hit and punch and so on. I know they do that because they don't want to feel intimidated or humiliated. So they fight. But let me tell you something and understand this. A believer is never humiliated. Never ever is a believer humiliated. A believer is always honored in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal. Look at the case of Yusuf alayhi salam. When the woman, Imra'atul Aziz, the wife of Al-Aziz, wanted to imprison Yusuf alayhi salam, she said, لَيُسْجَنَنْ وَلَيَكُونَمْ مِنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ. I am certainly going to prison him. Then she said, and he will be from among the humiliated. You see, she said, لَيُسْجَنَنَّ. There's a double noon. I will surely prison him. And she verified this claim. And then she said, and he will be humiliated. But she didn't emphasize it. She didn't say, وَلَيَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ. He will definitely be humiliated. She said, and he will be humiliated. Why didn't she emphasize it? Because she knows a believer cannot be humiliated, no matter what happened to him. And understand that Allah Azza wa Jal, from his blessings upon the believer, is that anyone who intends to harm him, Allah Azza wa Jal has promised him severe punishment. Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقُّ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Allah Azza wa Jal said, if anyone intends to do wrong in the sacred land of Allah in Mecca, anyone who intends to do wrong in Mecca, Allah would give him a severe punishment. And the believer is more honored than the Kaaba. So that means anyone who intends to harm the believer, he didn't do anything yet. If he only intended to harm the believer, Allah has promised that person a severe punishment. Khalas, Allah has defended you. Allah has defended you before this abusive cop even touched you. So be with Allah and adhere to Islamic manners and conduct. And don't lose your Islamic manners for anyone. And don't let anyone intimidate you whatsoever. And don't let anyone be a reason for why you lose your Islamic manners. And then also know, as ya akhwani, nahna, we're believers. We know that Yawm al-Qiyamah is coming. The day of justice will be established. And everyone will be given justice. So if you're being abused in this life and you couldn't do anything, on that day, your rights are going to be coming in full. Justice will be served. As the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to us, a horned sheep, if it was to knock over an unhorned sheep, Allah would raise them on the day of judgment. and he will allow the unhorned sheep to take its right and its justice from the horned sheep. Then imagine with believers, imagine with human beings, how intense and how emphasized is justice going to be on that day. Wallah, so when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُعَذِّبُ الَّذِينَ يُعَذِّبُونَ النَّاسَ فِي الدُّنْيَا, Allah will punish those who punish the people in this life. So we're all in good hands. Just turn to Allah Azza wa Jal in dua that He keep you firm and steadfast upon your Islamic conduct and manners. And look at the case of Fir'aun and Musa. You know, who was Fir'aun for Musa? Fir'aun is a person who hurt Musa alayhi salam's mother. Who hurt Musa alayhi salam. Fir'aun is a person who enslaved the people of Musa. And he killed the baby boys every second year. How arrogant and how oppressive was Fir'aun towards Musa. Yet, when Musa was commanded by Allah to go to Fir'aun, you can just imagine, if you were in that position and you knew someone had hurt you that much, wouldn't you just want to rip his head off? You might have this feeling. Everyone might have this feeling. Like, what did Musa alayhi salam do? Allah Azza wa Jal said to him, قُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا, speak to him soft words. Deliver the message. Because at the end of the day, the Muslim, his higher purpose on earth isn't to defend himself. The higher purpose, even though that's important, and if you defend yourself, that's nobility, no problems. But higher than that is to defend the deen of Allah and to deliver the message of Allah. That's higher. So Musa alayhi salam behaves himself in front of Fir'aun, the oppressor, and he discusses with him words. لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى. Now, and the story is there. It's found in Surah Al-Shu'ara. Go and look at it and see exactly how Musa alayhi salam was focused on the message, to deliver the message of Islam. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. And then after that, يعني, so the idea what I'm saying is, if this arrogant policeman was to come, look here, behind your gates, you want to swear, you hate him, do that as much as you can. No problems, as much as you want. This doesn't matter. But when you're face to face, calm yourself down. Calm yourself down. قَالُوا سَلَامًا. Say words that will finish you off from this person's aggression and his harm. Take the fine, take whatever it is. If you feel like this is unjust and it's wrong, go and face it with the court. Go and sue him. You can do that. That's also a part of patience. No problems. I told you, patience isn't to just sit down and get, yani, you know, get slapped left, right, and center and be abused and shut your mouth and not to say anything. La, that's a wrong meaning of patience. Stand for your right, but do so in a dignified fashion, in a noble manner, in a manner that is pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jalla.